This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The sharp drop in Conab Brazil's corn estimate boosts the odds USDA will follow. Odds for a price-friendly global balance sheet for corn from USDA in Thursday's WASD report improved significantly when Brazil's statistical agency, Conab, equivalent to the USDA's NAS, sharply lowered their estimated corn crop to 86.7 million metric tons from their July estimate of 93.4. It's not that such a figure is a surprise. The private trade has been at 86 million metric ton or even lower for a month. What makes it bullish is that Conab finally acknowledges it, which gives the USDA the latitude or maybe even the obligation to finally lower their own estimate to that level as well. USDA stuck with 93 million metric ton in its July WASD and was roundly criticized for it. But we've learned in the past year that USDA is highly reluctant to put out foreign numbers that significantly deviate sharply from the country's own estimates. There is something for everybody in mixed weather forecasts because weather models are giving conflicting pictures of the extent of rainfall west of the Mississippi. What both models agree on is that it's turning hot again. As for the USDA yield estimate Thursday, the average trade estimate is for a cut of about 3 bushels per acre from July. What's more important is that whatever it is, the trade will view as conservative on USDA's part and likely continue to decline further in September when supplemented with actual field surveys. Beyond that, we believe we're just on the verge of seeing new crop export sales pick up steadily and the market's focus shift from the supply side to the prospects for improving U.S. export sales from shrinking supplies from export competitors, particularly Brazil and Argentina. Chart-wise, December corn trade has been confined to a 50-cent band between 520 and 570 since early July. It's now reached a point where it's got to either break the uptrend or the downtrend line, with the market's interpretation of the report Thursday determining the outcome. As for soybeans, we're seeing a consistent pattern of new crop export sales making news, including sales to China. On average, traders are expecting only a small cut in USDA's yield estimate tomorrow for soybeans, about half a bushel per acre from their July estimate of 50.8. As in corn, whatever they come out with is likely to be seen as USDA being typically conservative. U.S. wheat prices have been supported by poor spring crop conditions, consistent strength in winter wheat futures on steady declines in global wheat production prospects concentrated among major wheat exporters, with the exception of Australia. It's been so dry in Argentina they can't even fill their river shipping vessels, and now it's getting critical that they get started raining or even Argentine's new wheat prospects come into question. Update on Brazil. Brazil's corn futures prices are trading between 7.85 and 8.10. That's down roughly a dime to 35 cents from last week. It stems from harvest progress, increased imports, and slower exports, not to mention a weakening exchange rate. Reductions in safrinha crop production should keep prices propped up. The market was expecting Brazil to export some 35 million metric tons this season, and they've exported less than 6 so far to date. It is looking less likely that Brazil will be able to reach even 20 million metric tons in exports this year. 550 new crop corn prices here are competitive with Brazil. Overall, the Brazilian safrinha harvest is now over 60% complete, but still nearly 20% behind last year at this time. The hardest drought and frost-hit areas, like the state of Paraná, are only 20% complete, so we won't have the final results there for another month yet, but the yield loss is estimated at between 50 and 70%. The state of Minas Gerais, where my son Matthew's family farms, was also hit pretty hard. They confirm yields being down 50 to 60% in their region. AgriConsult revised its overall safrinha production estimate lower to just under 61 million metric ton. This would bring overall corn production to around 86. If you recall, preseason USDA estimates pegged corn production at 109 million metric ton. Therefore, Brazil has lost over 20% of the crop to drought and frost. They did find a million more acres to offset some of the loss, increasing overall planted acreage by 9% this season. Overall yields are pegged at just over 68 bushel per acre, down 27% from last year's average production of 93.5. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.